You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coop and Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. When the Metro bubble here in Manchester, head of Parker Chisora, live on Sky Sports box office and DAZN. I'm joined by, well, I don't know what your title is anymore because everyone seems to have moved up a level at Metro. Are you still CEO?
I've stayed the same. Everyone keeps texting me saying congratulations, but I haven't had a new job. So, but thank you. I'm still CEO.
Good. If he's moved up to kind of, what is he, chairman?
Yeah.
Hearn, then so, do you not feel his role? Are you not managing director now?
So no, now I'm just rather than the managing director's understudy, I'm the chairman's understudy.
Okay.
So yeah.
But, understudy.
Yeah, do you like that?
What is that layman's terms for? Like, just
I don't know. I'm not allowed to use swear words anymore. So there is one word I'd say, but I'm not going to say it.
Can I say it?
Yeah. What would you say understudy is for?
Bitch.
Well done. You got it in one, Coogan.
If you don't want to swear, just point me in the right direction.
It's good to be here, isn't it?
Congratulations, anyway.
Thank you for my non-existent job, new role. So, promotion, that's the word. I didn't get one. Maybe I did and they just haven't told me. Welcome to the bubble. What do you think? How would you rate this bubble out of all the other bubbles?
My favourite was Wembley. You're not going to beat Wembley. Yeah. But we've had some great nights in the Crown and it brings back all the memories over the last 8 or 9 years. So I'm a big fan of the Crown, to be honest. Is it?
Big Crown fan, yeah?
Big Crown fan.
Big fan of the Crown.
Yeah.
To be fair, they've done a nice little job here. It's the closest we've ever been to civilization. Like, you look out the window, there's just people peering in through the windows, isn't it? So we've got this nice little outdoor space here, just 4x4 barriers. You have to give everyone a tour.
I will give someone a tour. Someone
can
maybe...
Someone to do your
yeah,
thing.
Can you recommend someone?
Yeah, Bella put it all together. So
right,
Bella
so we'll
do
Bella.
Okay.
Bella, you can do
Bella
a tour later.
Okay. You're going to do the tour.
Now, I think from today stroke tomorrow... Mm. The calibre of people in this bubble is going to be very random and an interesting mix. There could have been other people that are not in the bubble, i.e. your future father-in-law is not in the bubble. Ricky Hatton's not in the bubble. David Higgins is not in the bubble. These guys should possibly be here, but there's still quite a selection of names, Frank.
I really miss Higgins. That is who I miss the most, because Higgins does add like some value. That, like, he's just quality to have around. My father-in-law, I'm not sure where. I think he might come on Saturday into the non-tested bit. I didn't know Ricky wasn't here. Is he coming?
I think he's doing what Mr. Senior is doing and coming into a non-tested area on Saturday.
Yep, so you'll get some more content on Saturday. But I think there's enough people in here for you to have some fun with.
Absolutely. So...
I thought I was going to start asking you questions.
No, I don't know. Questions are for you, Frank. So, Frank, when are you announcing the Fury Joshua fight, mate?
We just did it a minute ago. Did you miss it? I don't know. Which one's that? Big heavyweight fight?
The heavyweight fight between two relatively unknown heavyweights. But Bob Arum made some comments yesterday. It's probably a question for Eddie, but I can ask you. And kind of said, used the term radio silence with Eddie regarding site deals, etc. I'm sure you would have seen that.
Yeah, I saw it. Everyone's working towards the same goal to make this fight happen. I think we've all got to be positive, keep pushing in the same direction. I haven't seen the interview in full. I saw the radio silence bit. But, yeah, we're pushing to make it happen. And we know time is... against us in terms of, you know, it has taken a period of time, but these things, it was never going to be quick, easy, simple, was it? But everyone's pushing in the same direction to make the fight happen. So, touch wood, we will get some good news soon.
I think what everyone probably just wants reassurance that everything's going well. Obviously, we will speak to Eddie when he's here tomorrow, but I think as much as we don't like hearing, oh, it's this, we just want to hear the end product, but second to that, we just want reassurance that things are progressing in a positive way.
Things are progressing in a positive way, and we are all still working towards the aim of making this happen, Big Cook.
Okay, I will ask you about Tyson Fury's video that he put out, which was quite interesting towards Matchroom and Eddie Hearn. What did you make of that, Frank?
Tyson's always been a massive Eddie Hearn fan, I've heard. So it was quite fun. Which one? There's quite a few. So.
All right. The one where he called Matchroom and Eddie Hearn wankers. That one.
Right. Yeah, that was nice of him. That's Tyson Fury for you, isn't it? So it's going to be. We should get used to it because we're going to be spending a lot of time together, I think.
Yeah. Bit of a love-hate relationship, but you know, as long as you can all work together, then it doesn't matter, does it?
As long as like in the background, everyone smiles and gets along. That's all that matters. It's all a show outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of Tyson's show, calling Eddie a wanker.
Yeah. And Matchroom as well.
Yeah. Oh, mate, that bit was harsh. The Eddie bit? No.
But listen, it's hopefully just a little bit of banter. And like I said, we just hope things are progressing in the right way and you are giving us some assurance that that is the case.
Yeah, like I said, we're pushing in the right direction and, you know, work still being done to try and make the biggest fight in boxing.
Okay, we will...
Barring Mayweather, against Logan Paul.
Okay, I'd like to see the number stats on that as well. Frank, this week, like I said, despite the amount of... Like I said, I keep using that word random because it is. It's just a mix of people that normally wouldn't be in a room together. But it's a great card this week, obviously headlined by Derek Chisora and Joseph Parker. We know the fight was meant to have taken place back in 2019. Chisora fought David Price instead because Parker was unavailable to fight. But this is a great fight. And Derek's the man with countless lives, but there's so much appeal about Derek Chisora when it comes to heavyweight boxing that people are always interested in watching Chisora.
Yeah, for sure. Look, this is a fight, like you said, 2019 should have happened. Spider bite got in the way of that. We've been working to make it happen since then. Chisora, as you say, he always comes back, doesn't he? He just shows in his career what he's done, you know, even with the losses he's had. He's always been willing to take chances, always been willing to take the biggest fights. And also, he's a showman. You know, he's such a good character to have around. And Joseph Parker's a big name. You know, the big fights he's been in, you know, coming off of Joshua, going straight into Dillian White. He's got a big audience in the UK. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's an intriguing fight, and it could go either way.
Obviously, the pick of the fights, in a lot of people's opinions, is the women's fight between Katie Taylor and Natasha Jonas, which is a fantastic fight. Really looking forward to that. We see the return of Chris Eubank Jr., especially back in the UK. A great opportunity for Craig Richards against Dimitri Bivol, Campbell Hatton. I mean, what else do you want for a score?
Stacked undercard. Tennyson as well.
Tennyson, absolutely.
And got Fitz on Facebook also. So it's packed, top to bottom. And, you know, everyone's always going to have a complaint about something, aren't they? That's the truth. No one's. We're not going to keep
life,
everyone
isn't
happy.
It?
We're not going to keep everyone happy. And if they don't think it's value, like for the show we're putting on, it doesn't. The show doesn't happen without it being on pay-per-view. So it's either doesn't happen and you don't have to watch it, or it happens and you still don't have to watch it. So, you know, there's no crowd. We're relying on the TV audience, and that's the only way we can make these fights possible right now. I think it's value. I'd spend 20 quid on it. You spend 20 quid on getting some coffees. So...
What, one coffee?
Do you know what? I went to order a coffee on Deliveroo yesterday, just for me, because I was on my own, isolating. £9.
So basically, a couple of coffees, on Deliveroo. Yeah.
I didn't order the coffee, because I thought it was an absolute liability.
So that's your choice?
I know, exactly. Yeah. But I'm not complaining, because... Deliverer has to make money. So there you go. There's my comparison.
There's your comparison with the £9 coffee. I thought you meant one coffee cost £20, which I'm sure in some parts of London that's probably a standard price for a cup of coffee.
A few coffees.
I'm not going to mention this story, but there is a place related to a boxer here that showed me a coffee place in London where it was £250 for this shot of this special espresso. It's in London. But I don't want to name check them just in case I got that price wrong.
That's an amazing story, that is.
It's really not. Because I should have told you who it was associated with. Okay, Frank, thank you very much for your time. Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
It's great to have you here, Coogie Bear. I've missed you.
Bit weird if I'm not here, isn't it?
It is. You are a staple part of the boxing fraternity. So it's good to have you. Exciting week. Hope you get some views. All about views, baby.
Apparently so. Frank Smith, whatever your title is, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. And good luck with the show this week. And yeah, I'm just going to sit here with my camera and just see what happens.
See who turns up. Absolutely. Just basically, at least, do you want a list of the names? And you could tick every... Do you know what would be amazing? If you interviewed every single person in the bubble, could you do that?
You're talking about people like Darren Fleurs to Dimitri Bivol to, I don't know, Emily Eubank.
There's 163 people in the bubble, I think.
I'm not even going to attempt to take on that challenge, but I'm going to give it a good crack. Mm. I want to interview everyone, but I'm not sure, like Chef over there.
No, not Chef. Oh. Like obviously, because Chef's not really relative to the boxing, is it? But there's a what I'm saying is there's a market out there for everyone. Okay. So
can I start with Darren Fleurs?
Yeah.
Like, will you tell Darren Fleurs that he has to talk to IFL?
I won't force him to do it, but
it would be nice if you did.
I'll say Coogan would like to do a tell-all on you. Do you mind going and give him 10 minutes? Because he's been getting a lot of support on the socials lately.
Yeah, that's why I want to continue that kind of momentum with Darren.
He deserves it, to be fair, because Eddie's forgot his name a few times and it hasn't gone down too well. But
Eddie always forgets someone's name and absolutely aggravates him, but I can understand.
It is quite difficult to remember everyone, to remember on the spot every name. But he's done a good job. People like him. He works hard. I think you should do one with Darren.
I think so as well. Look at him over there, just hard
at
work.
He's just so happy. Look at him. Just so happy over there. Call him over. I think you should do one with Vadim as well.
Definitely do one with Vadim.
But Vadim, you got to do one.
Everyone's busy pouring coffee. Frank, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. And we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.